they say, the rest remains history. The lesson we must learn from here is this, that when we have internal conflict, then the Shias will always exploit that. Today you see how they exploit it. 10th Muharram come, I ask you, my brothers of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, think about what they have done. You hear, every year Muharram come, I receive questions. Can my daughter, can my son get married in the first 10 days of Muharram? Why we ask this question? Because the Shias have put, they said that first 10 days of Muharram is matam time, is mourning time. You must be so safe. When we were studying in Pakistan in the 70s, whole year they showing film. You know the Pakistani film, whatever they show, Hollywood, Bollywood, whatever. First 10 days of Muharram come, they take black cloth and they put around the sanama and bioscope. No bioscope, no sanama, even the bioscope is crying. Understand? This is one. Second one, what we say in Muharram, why is the date? I want to show you aqidah issues. To get married in Muharram, totally permissible. On Ashura day, before Ashura day, no problem. Second one. That our people, you ask, you try it now. Go to a mother, go to a sister, go to a brother, put 180, will give you this answer. Why is Ashura so important? 10th Muharram. They will say because of the martyrdom and shahadat of Sayyidina Hussain radiallahu anhu. If somebody passes away on a Friday, what you say? Allah Ta'ala elevated that person's rank by giving him death on a Friday. You don't say Friday became important because that person passed away. Now our people, Sayyidina Hussain, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away, demise took place 11th year of the Hijrah. 61st year of the Hijrah, 50 years after that, the Shahadat and martyrdom took place of Sayyidina Hussain radiallahu. The day of Ashura became important from the time of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. You see the kiswa, the ghilaf, the black cloth. So you must, when we went for Umrah, now we went there also. The one brother gave us cloth also, not cloth, he gave us a cotton also. So we had 50 people, so we just made pieces and give everybody. So they call kiswa. So anyway, the ghilaf, so the Quraysh, before Mustafa alayhi salam's Mubarak birth, on the 10th of Muharram, they should change the kiswa. Now they change it on 9th Zilhijjah, when we all gone for Hajj for Arafat. So that morning they change it there. What we learn from time of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, the Quraysh used to fast. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and reinforced it. So day of Ashura was already important from those days. Third one, you go Pakistan, you go Iraq, you go here, you go Lucknow, India. You will see they got water everywhere, Sabil, 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 Sabil. Sayyidina Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away and they were thirsty, so now we must give everybody water. I am asking you questions, brothers. Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, mourning period in Islam is 3 days. But now hundreds of years, thousand years pass and so forth, but they still mourning. Why? Because this is a curse actually on them. They were the people who killed Sayyidina Hussein. So now they take the sword, they take the metal pieces. We saw it how many times. They used to walk right past the madrasa. And they used to hit themselves, Ya Hussein, Ya Ali, Ya Madad, Ya, all that they used to make. So this is not Islam. We must remember this type of things there. So it's got nothing to do with Islam, all these type of things which they are doing. One, two other points I want to make, my brothers, is I'm not saying Yazid was the best of people. In time of Yazid, he ruled from 60 after the death of his father, and in 61, Sayyidina Hussain radiallahu anhu was martyred. In the year 62, you must remember a battle took place in Makkah Mukarramah, so a portion of the Baytullah also got burnt and so forth and damaged. In 63, civil war broke out in Madinah Munawwara, and when you go to Baqi, you will see one mass grave. They are known as Shuhada'i Harra, so that took place also in the time of Yazid. So, but we need to be fair. You can't say Yazid was directly responsible for the death, for the martyrdom of Sayyidina Hussain radiallahu anhu. Now brothers, this is paramount importance. 1 hour, more than 1 hour I'm speaking now. If you've got any questions after this. If we ask our children, ask our women, who is the greatest martyr in the history of Islam? Who is the greatest martyr? 80%, 90% of the people, especially the women, and they will say, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. Did not Mustafa alayhi salam say, Sayyidu Shuhada Hamza radiallahu anhu. Hadith in Mustadrak Hakim. The greatest martyr, if you ask a Muslim, Sunnah, me and you are Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Who is the greatest martyr? Majority will not know. If you ask which date this incident took place, but 90% will not know. It took place in the Battle of Uhud, in the month of Shawwal, in the 3rd year of the Hijrah. So remember, that is the greatest martyr. We are not taking anything away from Sayyidina Hussain radiallahu anhu, but you cannot claim and say that Sayyidina Hussain became the greatest. You see the propaganda of the Shias? So they make it that only Hussain radiallahu anhu was a martyr. You can't speak nothing of Sayyidina Usman. You can't speak nothing of Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu. Islam zinda hota hai har Karbala ke baad. So only Karbala we must remember. So brothers, these are issues regarding Aqidah and belief. So we need to understand that how they make Sayyidina Hussain radiallahu anhu. I went to Iraq. They take you into Karbala. They got a room. They are masters of propaganda. Now in a group, you know, in a bus. When you went to Iraq, you can't go here and there and everywhere. In front, they have your Dalil, they have a guide. I spent 6 days there, alhamdulillah. And at the back, they have security. Because it's like wartime, you know. So that in 2000, they still got problems. So anyway, at that time also. So the bus has security and it has a Dalil, a guide. So they tell you, go here, go here, go here. In the morning they tell you where you're going. Man. They take you in this room. Now this is how they play the mind game. You enter that room, you will see like blood is dripping down. Now the guide will speak in Arabic or will speak in English or they'll give you some... The literature, everything perfect. Very good. Then that person... Now you work on the emotions of the people. When they all leave there, I myself, you also will happen. When you walk out from there, the tears will be rolling down. We are not saying it didn't happen. 100% Sayyidina Hussain radiallahu ta'ala was martyred. But what the Shias are capitalizing on the whole thing, that only Sayyidina Hussain radiallahu anhu is a martyr that must be remembered. We don't have to worry of Sayyidina Usman. We don't have to worry of Sayyidina Hamza. We don't have to worry about the other martyrs. We must only concentrate on Sayyidina Hussain radiallahu anhu. That is our problem today. That is wrong belief. We can't accept it. So we must remember this slight issue. And last one, I started with this. You must remember of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Brothers, each one of us remember, for us to love the Sahaba is an integral part of our Iman. If we start having negative thoughts, negative criticizing and so forth, like the Shias, majority of them, so you must remember, Iman ka khatra hai, this fear will lose Iman completely, Allah forbid. So therefore, we have so many ulama here, mashallah, so we should always ask them, consult with them, and today the literature of the Shias or the people who are coming as germs now into our country, our town, so we need to take, you know, when germs come, virus come, we take some injection, we take some precaution. So that is why we have this type of programs. We must thank our ulama of Darul Arqam, all of them, and so many, so we can't take, so we don't take anybody's name, it's just Allah to reward them, inshallah. And inshallah, if any brothers or sisters got questions, you can ask any questions now, inshallah. Whatever is on your mind regarding the topic or whatever, inshallah. Jazakallahu khairan. Okay, brothers, this question, I read it as I received it, right? So we want, Bismillahir Rahman Rahim, people who hold objectives against the Umayyads say that Hazrat Abu Sufyan was the enemy of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'll take it step by step. If you say Hazrat Abu Sufyan was the enemy of Nabi alayhi salam, that's right when he was a non-Muslim. He was the one who fought Nabi alayhi salam in the Battle of Uhud. He was the one who prevented Nabi alayhi salam to come in Hudaybiyah. They prevented Nabi alayhi salam. If you say he was the enemy of Nabi alayhi salam after he embraced Islam, then what a lie. لَقَدَ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ لَقَدَ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَوَاتِنَ كَثِيرًا وَيَوْمَ حُنَيْنٍ. Allah Ta'ala indeed helped you so much and more so on the day of Hunayn. Nabi alayhi salatu salam was on the Mubarak mode of transport. And Sahabas this time were 12,000. Enemies that time, the Hawazin and them, were 4,000. Therefore Allah Ta'ala says, إِذْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْبَتُكُمْ فَلَمْ تُغْنِ عَنْكُمْ شَيْئًا. That you were so much in number and you became like self-confident, overconfident, and it did not help you. Many Sahaba, ثُمَّ وَلَّيْتُمْ مُدْبِرِينَ, you ran away. Who stood with Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, held the reins of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, Mubarak mode of transport? Who? Abu Sufyan. Abu Sufyan stood with Nabi alayhi salatu salam as a pillar of strength in the battle of Hunayn. If anybody rejects this, remember he's rejecting Sahih Ahadith on this. The problem is, as I explained the other night, we can show them the Ahadith, everything. They will tell you this hadith is by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, this hadith is by Anas bin Malik, this hadith is by Jabir bin Abdullah. We don't accept them, they murtad, Allah forbid. Whatever we show them, they will reject it. They say the hadith must be reported, narrated by who? One of the 12 Imams, Imam Ali, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Imam Zainul Abidin, Imam Baqir, Imam Jafar, Imam Musa Kazim, Imam Ali, all of them they say Imam Ali means other. So all, or Imam Mahdi, Imam Hassan bin Askari and so forth. So that is where the whole problem lies. So remember, it's Sahabi, Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu. Okay. Isn't Abu Sufyan the father-in-law of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Umm Habiba. Who's Umm Habiba? The daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi, or the daughter of Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was against Hazrat Ali and Yazid against Hazrat Hussein. Second part. Hazrat Muawiyah was against Hazrat Ali. When all this trouble was taking place, this side, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu coming with his army from Medina Munawwara, that side there, the army coming of Sayyidina of Amir Muawiyah, the Romans, the Persians, the enemies, they got some wind of all this. They sent a letter to Amir Muawiyah and they said, why don't you join us? And we will then eliminate him. Join us, and then we eliminate Ali radiallahu anhu. The jawab of Amir Muawiyah. What he says, if you enter here, I will be the first person to join Ali and we will slaughter you. Understand, brother? What is Islam? This ikhtilaf was not for power. It's not today's politicians. Today's politicians do the same thing. These are ikhtarahumullahu li shuhbati nabiyihi. Allah Ta'ala selected them to be the companions of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Yazid against Hazrat Hussein. I gave you the whole thing now. So you must remember that Yazid was appointed. He became the Khalif, everything. Many people took the oath. But certain Sahaba, great Sahaba, for valid reasons, they felt he was not fit to be the Khalif. So therefore, but it was not a struggle for power. Nothing to do with that. It was a struggle. Our political system must not change from a Khilafat to a monarchy system. That was the whole thing. So we must remember that. Okay. And the same goes for the rest of the Shia Imam. What is it? And the rest goes for the Shia. Okay, it means the rest goes that the Sahaba were anti them. If they were anti them, then why would Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu give his daughter to Sayyidina Umar? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's daughter, Umm Kulsum, is married to who? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Why would Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, the Shias will never tell you this. And they exclude them from the Ahlul Bayt. Who is the Ahlul Bayt? 14 Sitare. The 14 stars. The 12 Imams, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam first, the 12 Imams, and Sayyida Fatima. Only these are the Ahlul Bayt. Who are the children of Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein? And what are their names? One's name Abu Bakr, one's name Umar. If you hate someone, you will name your children after them. Think properly. So remember that this is, that's why I tell you, they have a very powerful and effective propaganda machine. So that is absolute lies. Imam Jafar Sadiq said, وَلَدَنِي أَبُو بَكْرٍ مَرَّتَيْنِ. I'm connected to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, not from one side, I'm connected to Sayyidina Abu Bakr from two sides. يَفْتَخِرُ بِأَبَابِ أَبِي بَكْرٍ. He was so proud, proud not in the meaning of arrogance, in the meaning that I am connected to Sayyidina Abu Bakr not from one side, but I'm connected to him from two sides. So how can all this type of thing?
Okay, how do you answer these people? Okay, we answer them. How do you answer someone who holds the view that Hazrat Abu Sufyan didn't accept Islam and hate his own will, but was forced to save his life at the time of Fatih Makkah?
You must remember, this is one big allegation they make. If that was the case, then why Abu Sufyan stayed a Muslim even after the demise of Nabi alayhi salam? Why Abu Sufyan risked his own life in the battle of Hunayn? And he stood there. Allah says, ثُمَّ وَلَّيْتُمْ مُدْبِرِينَ. You see, if you go, you go from, brothers, when we go, Makkah, Medina, Allah take us again and again, it's not, we just go, was it Dawood Mota, you know? You are not Dawood Mota. Dawood Mota has been Dawood, so we kept his name Dawood Mota, you know? So South Africans, you will see them normally more in Dawood Mota than they were Baytullah, you know, in this level. I don't say all now, but many. You know, I told you the story the other day, that every time I give lecture there, because it's different hajis of people who come over. I say we make umrah, we make hajj, Ya Allah, accept our umrah, our hajj, ameen, ameen, loudly. Ya Allah, accept our umrah, ameen, ameen. Ya Allah, let us die in Madinah Munawwara, the ameen come out softly. You must remember this time. So that is our halat. Anyway, the point I'm making is that when you're going out of Makkah, and you're going towards Taif, you just take any taxi, he'll take you there. So you must remember, you will pass the Maidan, the field of Hunayn. It's just 10-15 kilometers out of Makkah, plus minus. So there the battle took place, Hunayn. Allah Ta'ala says, ثُمَّ وَلَّيْتُمْ مُدْبِرِينَ. Why the Sahaba took flight? You must remember, this Hawazin, they were master marksmen. You know Imam Shafi'i, when he drank Zamzam, he made three duas. One dua, Ya Allah, give me profound knowledge. He became one of the greatest of his time. He only lived for 54 years, 150 to 204. Second, Ya Allah, make me a Rami. When I shoot the arrow, I must hit the target. He says himself, Imam Shafi'i. You see, after that dua, then I became such a master marksman, 9 times out of 10 I used to hit the target. And third one, Ya Allah, give me Jannah. Two duas he saw in this world, so third one also inshallah. So this Hawazin, they were such master marksmen, the Sahaba saw them shooting. And what happened? They were hitting the targets, injuring. So Sahaba took flight. But Abu Sufyan, they want to say, you see, it's a chain. I'm speaking on behalf of Shias. We hate Yazid. Yazid is a kafir. Yazid, you must curse him. This is all Shia propaganda. We hate Muawiyah. Muawiyah is this. We hate the father of Muawiyah, Abu Sufyan. You see what it means? So they want to show that me and you must start hating the Sahaba. Abu Sufyan is Sahabi. Amir Muawiyah is Sahabi who ruled the Ummah for approximately 20 years. Yazid is not Sahabi. Yazid is Tabi'i. He has virtues. But there are certain issues there also that we need to admit also. But we must be fair about it. The last point is this, you must remember that if we want all the details, then the easiest way, respected ulama, other brothers,
We are the only people, if there's any other questions, bring it. But if you want, I'll give you reference. Al-Fadlu ma shahidat bil-a'dahu.